Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yaling Yu Fisher.
Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got a great show for you for this Friday, July 6, 2012. This is our 511th podcast. Got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to bring you some Hawaii vacation news. We're going to answer a couple of questions. And we're also going to talk about booking your Hawaii vacation for Christmas.
Maybe spring break next year.
I know, maybe even spring break for next year. We're going to talk about advanced booking as we get through the show today. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. Yaling.
Like I'm fucking already. You can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. You can tweet Bruce, Facebook, and just call
YouTube.
Him, email, YouTube. You will find Bruce everywhere.
Yeah, you can find me everywhere, and please reach out. We love to hear from you, especially our folks from all over the world. We get about 200 to 300 downloads of each of these podcasts each time we do it, and then over the course of the month, several hundred people download the podcast, each individual podcast. So we know where you're out there, and we really do love to hear from you. We're going to actually address a couple of people who've been listening to the show in a couple of minutes here. But thanks for joining me today, Yaling.
Yeah.
It's been a while since you sat in on one of these podcasts. You've been usually so busy, but it worked out perfectly this morning since we actually are doing it on Friday.
Cleaned my table already.
I know.
Try to.
I know. I think it had a lot to do with this short work week. Don't you hate these short work weeks?
And they just pile out all the paper.
Yeah, everything piles up. And it's like, you know, the weekend in the middle of the week, I'm not fond of holidays in the middle of the week because I can never get really started. And I'm still behind from yesterday. Hope you all had a fantastic fireworks.
4th of July.
Mm-hmm. We sat out on our lanai here out in Hawaii Kai out on the east side of the island. They have a fireworks show, and we got to take a look at that and view it. We had some friends over. It was a good time, and we enjoyed ourselves. And I hope you enjoyed yourselves on your 4th of July holiday.
Yes.
And it kind of carries through now. It's going into the weekend now. By the way, if you're going to be here for the next couple of days, the weather is going to be pretty, pretty nice. We've had a little bit of windy weather. It's been on the windy side, but very sunny and a really nice. It's been kind of nice. It's got a bit of weird summer.
Early morning shower and then sunny up. Until like evening again,
and then,
a little bit shower again.
Yeah, morning.
But trade winds.
The trade winds have been incredible this year. I haven't had, you know, I guess summer just started. Usually summer we get those Miami hot days where we actually have to turn on the air conditioner.
I don't think we don't have that yet.
No, we had one day where I remember we had to turn on the air conditioner because it was too hot.
But it's really nice. We don't really need to turn air conditioner.
That's right. The weather's calling for partly sunny and breezy weather on Saturday. And sunny and nice on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking very, very good.
So, it's a beach hiking day.
Yeah, a hiking day. We're going to talk about that a little bit, too. Got a couple of shout-outs I want to do, and then follow up with some questions from folks. First question comes in from David Steele. David, thank you very much for listening to the show. Big shout-out to you. He says, my fiancé and I are considering a Hawaii honeymoon in May. I recently found your podcast, and I'm addicted to all the great information you provide. We're considering a 7-day holiday, possibly two islands. We'd like a Jeep for some of that time to explore. Would we need a vehicle for the entire time to get there, or are there other modes of transportation we should consider? A good question, the good old transportation question.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, we like to say that for all of the islands, you need a car except for Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what island you want to do. Also, you're talking about doing two islands in 7 days. That's the absolute minimum. I'd almost like to see you just pick one island and go to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Jeep is great, I think, on the Big Island. What do you think on the Jeep issue?
Oh, Jeep. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. Do you know when you drive up the mountain to Mauna Kea, passing by.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I think maybe in Maui too.
Yeah,
when you go to Haleakala
or down Mahana Highway. It's nice to have a Jeep. You know, I know some of them have doors off, doors on. They all have doors.
Yeah.
But be very careful in a Jeep. The only issue with a Jeep is the safety issue, and they're more prone to robberies. people steal out of those. So be careful. Yep, don't bring a lot of belongings. Careful. But, you know, really, on all the islands, there's not great public transportation. The only place you can find a good public transportation is on Oahu. And I'm not sure that's where you're going. I've written you back. David, let's narrow down what islands you want to go to. For a honeymoon, I'm thinking Maui and Kauai, but, you know, we'd have to talk about it to see whether or not you want to include Honolulu, the island of Oahu, with your plans. So that's a great question. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Another question comes in from Cynthia. She's coming here soon. She's going to be here with her family next week, and she's trying to put together an itinerary. It's a 10-day itinerary. She's asking for a little help. Family of four, kids 17 and 12. They're coming to Oahu, and she's been enjoying the podcast. And she has a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 11 things that she's planning on doing. And I wrote her back right away. I said, you sure you want to do that many things? It's kind of ambitious. I said, you know, let's narrow down your activities. And she wrote me back and she says, no, they're narrowed down. We want to do this stuff.
Okay. Why do that?
Well, they've got you know, they're asking about whether or not what to recommend for tours for several of the popular things you can do here. So in other words, she has surfing lessons, so she's looking for a recommendation on surfing lessons, of course, which we can give. And let's just go down the list real quick and give her some ideas. And Cynthia, I'll be writing you back. I got, you know, I'm still backed up, still catching up from the holiday, so I'll be getting back to you today with some ideas for you, but you'll probably hear this podcast before I get back to you. And that being the case, a luau. Now, she says that she's been told that the Halekoa Luau is the best ever. And I, you know what? I've never been to the Halekoa Luau. But I have asked around.
I don't
around.
Think they're open to public. Because
it's not. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think it's open to the public. But they're military. These guys are military.
Then,
so
yeah, they need to contact the hotel because we don't even have any phone number, anything.
Yeah, we don't have access to it. But I have heard it's a fantastic luau. And I've walked by there and have seen it. And I think it's a very good, everything I'm hearing about it from people who have gone have told me it's an excellent luau. The other luau I would recommend would be the Paradise Cove Luau.
Or Royal Hawaiian.
Or the Royal Hawaiian Luau. But if you do
it's
the Royal
every Monday.
Every Monday, which is a, you know, Aha'aina. But I think, like, for a traditional luau, the Polynesian
Cultural Center.
No. Well, not the Polynesian. Paradise Cove Luau. Polynesian Cultural Center is another good one.
Yeah, but you can do the whole thing.
Yeah, but for luau, straight luau, I say, you know, the Paradise Cove Luau out on Eva Beach. And the reason I love it is because the atmosphere is so beautiful there. The beach scene that they have there. You know, they do the hukulele, you know, and they do a sunset that's incredible. When I the first time I ever saw a green flash was there. Remember that day? I don't know if you actually saw it, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see a green flash here. Because in order to see a green flash is when the sun completely sets and you're looking at it at the right angle, you see this green flash. It's a split second thing that happens. It's totally green. And I had never caught it the first time I ever caught it. And this was just like, just this year, actually, when we went. Was there. And they just do a great job. The food is good. The entertainment is good. And it's a nice drive out there to have a beach. So I think I would put that on the top of the list for Polynesian. I mean, for a luau, the Paradise Cove Luau. Polynesian Culture Center, PCC. You know what? This is another one that's a that's an interesting call. I say do it, but I wouldn't devote my whole day to it. I do the one-day pass and go through it. That has to be sort of a personal decision, and I would need to know more about the family. You could spend 2 days there.
Oh, yeah, because but it's a long drive, though. If you do the show, finish it around 9 o'clock. When you arrive at the hotel, will be around 10,
and these,
10 o'clock.
And these guys don't have a car. So you're going to talk, you're talking about getting up at around, the second bus leaves at 12:30, right?
12:30. The first bus is at 10:45. Second bus at 12:30. Arrive there. The cultural center opened at 12:30, so you need to go there when they open, so you can do all the village, and they close at 5. Then because it's luau,
right?
Start on 5, it's a luau, and finish by 6:30, and then the show starts 7 or 7:30, finish by 9.
Right. And you're not back to your hotel until 10:30 at night. Yeah. Long, long day if you want to do that.
It's a long day.
So you're not going to be, that's like takes care of one day. The luau and the Polynesian culture. Now, the luau you can combine with another activity. She's talking about Hanama Bay snorkeling. Mm-hmm. Good idea. We prefer a better snorkeling is up on the North Shore. And I would recommend a private tour up to the North Shore, which we can arrange for you. But it is doable. Cheap if you want to do the Hanama Bay tour. There's lots of buses that go down there. They basically take you up there. They do have snorkeling equipment. You can go down to the bay and snorkel. It's doable. I wouldn't say it's the best one. Another thing she put in here is the Wet n Wild Park. Unusual. You know, the Wet n Wild Park is a lot of locals go there. It's just it's a typical water park. I don't think it's a must do. It's going to be a long
the water
day.
Park, the thing about the water park, I think do not mean I have a lot of water park better than this. I know.
It is.
But for it's locals, not, it's locals and beautiful, fun.
And it's okay. Jet ski, definitely a must. You can buy the jet ski with the surf lessons. Surf lessons, right out here. I recommend doing them old school style surf lessons with a really local teacher. Out on the east side of the island where you can do seconds. And we can talk more about that. Seconds is this really great place to learn how to surf out on the east side. A rainforest hike, again, great idea. Great idea.
And they go to the tea room. For lunch. Or
exactly.
Brunch.
They can go to the Wailoli really nice. Tea room and maybe do the Manoa hike. Mm-hmm. Or do the Manawili hike, which we just posted on our blog. You can take a look at that one.
Yeah.
Great idea. Horseback riding. That's a good idea. That would be maybe you do a half a day at Kualoa Ranch.
Yep.
Include horseback riding and maybe one of their other activities. Now, she's also talking about Volcanoes National Park, so she wants to maybe do one day trip, which is very doable. We have that as well. Yeah. And she wants to do that all in 11 days. I don't know. It's 10 days. 10 days. It's almost...
Depending on the tour, somehow to take a whole day.
The volcano takes a whole day. And the PCC
is one day.
And if they want to do...
The surfing and jet ski, one day. Yeah, but if...
And
then you need to wake up early, too.
Yeah.
You need to remember, you need to wake up very early if you have a whole day trip.
Right.
And then come back home late. Then you're going to fall asleep.
I know.
Next day, can you wake up at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock or in the morning again?
You know, Cynthia, you know your family better than anybody else. Yep. If you can be this ambitious and it works for you, then it's a beautiful thing. There's a lot of things to do here. And it's pretty much doable. I'm going to help you arrange the schedule. Hopefully, you can book through us and we can get you some great deals.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, she put on here, Atlantis Submarine Tour.
Yep.
I don't get excited over the Atlantis Submarine Tour. I've been on it. I mean, the snorkeling is going to be better than the Atlanta. I don't know. It might be exciting for a kid. I don't think the 17 and 12-year-old are going to get all excited about it.
Go to Sea Life Park.
Go underwater, you know? I mean, and see when you do your snorkeling. If you can, and, you know, we can get you arranged on one of these private tours that I'm talking about where it only goes with between 5 and 8 people. You could stop up on the North Shore and go to Shark's Cove. There's no sharks at Shark's. There's nothing to do with Shark's. Shark's Cove.
It's a shit.
It just looks like a shark. The shark's mouth. Anyway, thank you very much for those questions. If you have a question or something you'd like us to talk about, please get in touch with us, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be happy to talk to you about your itinerary. Lots of great deals coming down. All this air. What do you think? All these air flights now, a lot more airlift, especially from the East Coast. So it looks like there's a little bit of ease in the airfare. Still not as cheap as it used to be.
I wish. Every day it's a struggle to find airfare for every customer.
Exactly. Speaking of surfing, there's a film festival this Saturday. So if you're here in Hawaii over the weekend, check out the Honolulu Museum of Art. They're going to be doing a celebration of surf culture. It's the fourth year in a row for it.
Nice.
It begins at 6 p.m. It's a great time. It's it's only 10 bucks. And more information will be on our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast.
Yes.
Another couple of other things I wanted to mention. Over on the Big Island, they're doing a version of the floating lantern ceremony, which is very popular here. Here in Hawaii, it's a way of remembering folks who have passed. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful ceremony. They've been doing it every year here. Now they're doing it on the Big Island. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you're interested in, all next week they're going to be... August 26th, they're going to be doing it.
Wow.
At 5 o'clock till 7 at the Coconut Grove. And it's at the Fairmont Orchid over on the Big Island. If you're interested in that, get a hold of me, and I can get you more information.
You are.
Lots of news happening. Oh, I want to talk a little bit about some of the news. Alaska Airlines. Guess what? Alaska Airlines is getting the award for the fifth year in a row for the most satisfying carrier.
Good.
Does that surprise you?
Not really. Hawaiian is a happy people. We are happy people.
Yeah, but Alaska Airlines is getting...
Alaska?
Yeah, Alaska Airlines is getting the most satisfying carrier.
Really? Not Hawaiian?
Not Hawaiian, yeah. The study was based
on... Eskimo. Mm. Oh, don't say too much. I'm sorry.
The study was based on responses from 13,000 passengers who flew on Alaska Airlines between May 2011 and 2012. They ranked highest out of other traditional airlines in seven departments: cost and fees, in-flight services, boarding and deplaning, baggage, flight crew, aircraft check-in and reservation. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. Only because I wasn't that impressed with them when I've flown on them. they didn't talk about the condition of the planes.
Okay.
Because they are kind of old. You know, like sitting in first class was kind of, remember I had to take out my...
I had to sanitize the chair.
But anyway, congratulations to Alaska Airlines.
Hawaiian, go, hurry up.
Hawaiian Airlines usually gets the awards for the best on time.
Do you know what? On time. On time is one thing, but the service is a different thing.
Yeah.
So, why Alaska do better than Hawaiian or the other airline?
Yeah.
Question.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of Alaska Airlines to Hawaii. A lot of people don't realize we have lots of routes and get some great airfare, by the way. We still get bulk airfare from Alaska Airlines. We love Alaska Airlines. You know, it's really a great way to do it. Like when we can have bulk air, we can put a small deposit down.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have bulk air with Alaska Airlines.
Gee.
Anyway, Grand Hyatt over on Kauai has a program to help endangered seals. You know, those monk seals, which are endangered here in Hawaii. Very often, they'll come up on the beach there.
That's right.
On Kauai.
A turtle.
And so what they've done is they decided to create a program for visitors to learn more about these endangered species.
Nice.
And very often, right amongst beachgoers, these monk seals will come up for sun. They like to do a little sunbathing.
Yeah.
So it's a great program that they're just doing there. So if you'd like more information or you're traveling to Hawaii, make sure you do your part and learn about the monk seals and the species. And remember not to get too close to these creatures. That's the thing. People go up, oh, a monk seal. Let me go. You don't touch them.
Oh, no.
Same with turtles.
Because they will bite, too.
They can bite, too. They get very angry. They can get very angry. We've seen pictures of that. They're getting very angry. But they're so endangered and so special to Hawaii. So learn about them. And if you're going to be over in Kauai, you'll be staying at the Hyatt, this is a great way to learn all about this endangered species.
Yes.
Lots of news here. Big news. We just found out today that the modern
Honolulu
paid Marriott to settle their case. Now, this was a really strange story. The Marriott, along with Ian Schrager, put together this really hip, cool hotel. It was called The Edition. And, you know, we love this hotel because it kind of reminded me of Miami in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, Miami and Hawaii, how great was that?
I know.
I was like a pig in shit there. I was like having a great time, you know. I mean, I really loved it. I still love it there.
Mm-hmm.
But it had that attitude.
Yes.
Kind of like that attitude that, you know, makes you feel like you're really...
It's very
really
different because the whole surrounding just made... if you are inside a hotel, you don't feel you are in Hawaii. But when you go outside, Hawaii.
Right, but while you were in that hotel, you felt so pampered. Mm-hmm. You felt like a real VIP. Well, it ended in a disaster. They couldn't turn a profit. Marriott got ousted by the owners. It went to a lawsuit. There was a bankruptcy filing to kind of push Marriott out. Well, they finally settled it. Marriott paid, I guess the owners of the Modern Honolulu paid Marriott undisclosed amount. It looks like it was millions and millions because Marriott said originally that they should be paid $20 million and that they were sinking $72 million. So the settlement probably came down somewhere in between. And but I would say my guess is probably between $10 and $15 million to settle that lawsuit. It was a pretty big number.
But do you know why I should settle already? Because the hotel is beautiful.
It is.
And people look at things differently because it's a business.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful hotel. And I was just there this weekend. I had a great time. It really was a lot. It's really still a lovely place.
It's a
And
lovely
we have some
place.
Good rates, so get in touch with us and we'll try and give you the scoops on the Modern.
The Modern Honolulu.
There we go. Now let's talk a little bit about our monologue today, which is talks about booking your Hawaii Christmas vacation in July. You know, a lot of folks are now starting to think about Christmas vacations. I know it's summer. I know we just got finished.
July. A little bit late, lady and gentlemen.
Yeah. Link says that it's already a little bit late, and
because
I would
have a hard time to find a. If you have a family, I'm a little bit hard time to find a condos already.
Mm-hmm.
And the airfare, as I look at a Christmas, New Year, is around from San Jose, San Francisco area, is around $1,000.
Right.
Per person.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bring a family, gonna quite a tough for you, and especially also the rental car, because the family want a bigger car, all those minivan SUV gonna got rent out so fast.
You know, and I don't want to discourage you from trying to book your Christmas vacation, but I'm here to tell you that a Christmas vacation is at least two times as expensive as a typical Hawaii vacation. And if you want to book it, you really better start thinking about it now. And like Yelling says, these airfares are holding out pretty high. The Christmas rush is from December 15th to January 6th,
mm-hmm.
which means that the hotels and the airfare is going to be more expensive during that period.
Yeah.
And that's why it's really important to book in advance. And the closer mm-hmm. you get to the date and you wait to book, it's like it's going to be the more expensive it's going to be.
Yeah.
A good trick is to try and fly those off hours. Try to fly on Christmas Day, if you can, or Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little bit cheaper. But if you can plan around the holiday, like say, I'm going to take my holiday before everybody else's. Somehow, I don't know how people do it, but sometimes they do it. They're able to get their kids out of school and take a week out and get here. You'll really save money, and you'll also beat the crowds.
Yeah.
And of course, the Hawaii hotels is a big part of planning your Hawaii vacation, your Christmas vacation, and a lot of the hotels are already booking out for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
They book very fast in the holiday season. Yep. They even sell out, and we expect sellouts this year.
Because they have a requirement. If you do come in for holiday, usually it's minimum.
Yep.
Maybe 1 week or 2 weeks vacation or 10 days, and their cancellation policy is different. Usually before is like 3 days or 7 days, and during a holiday usually it's 2 weeks or a month.
Or non-cancelable.
Yeah.
It's
non-refundable. Yeah. Just say it.
And prices during the holiday season are always more expensive than they are during any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And the mantra here is book in advance, book in advance, book in advance. You really must do that.
Yep.
Because it's the only way you're going to save money on your trip. But there's no question you just can't do. I have never heard but very rare cases we've been able to really accommodate somebody in a last minute Christmas trip. And when we've done it, it was like I couldn't believe how much money people are willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But do you know what? If you're looking for the resort hotel, they're still available for Christmas time, but like the Christmas 24th to 25th, a little bit tight. Then December 31st, And January 1st, some hotels are sold out already.
Right.
Completely sold out. So, because it's a holiday, people want to stay. So, please, hurry up.
Right. I was just talking to somebody the other day who wants to come next
and
year.
And do you know what? If you have a special request,
yes,
it will be tough to get.
That's just another good point. Special request.
Because I don't want to hear somebody tell me that, I need to next to my kid. I'm sorry, you are late booking sometimes your inventory.
Right. If you're looking for seats on the plane and you've booked within 30 days and you're traveling with a family, there's a good shot. You won't have seats together. And that's always an issue with folks. They want to be together. And it's really something you should be doing in advance. So we highly recommend you get on the phone right now. Give us a call. Mm-hmm. We can help you with this, especially since we're tuned into the specials. We know where they are. We know what hotels sell out quicker than others. We know the best route to get you here and where those savings are for the airfare, if there are savings. You know, there's new routes that we can look at and so forth.
Yep.
So definitely get in touch with us. Hawaii is the perfect place. Santa Claus and board shorts.
With a surfing board. Canoe.
Surfing board. That's for you. So hopefully you can make it here during your Hawaii vacation for Christmas.
Yay!
Well, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank Yaling, my beautiful wife, for sitting in with us here today. I appreciate it. For all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say hope you have a great week.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself. Don't forget to reach out to us, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Make sure you check out our blog.
Yes.
hawaii-aloha.com/blog and all of our back episodes of our podcast and our videos. We have great videos.
And do you know what? If you're listening from different country, we have an agent read Spanish.
Right.
And Chinese.
Japanese.
So, Japanese. Just write that
in. We were multilingual.
English also. Oh, right? Of course.
We have English-speaking agents. Spanish-speaking English, Japanese-speaking English,
yes.
And also we can do German.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yep.
So give us a call, get in touch with us. We'd love to help
email
you.
Email us.
Email us, whatever language you're in, whatever part of the world you're in. We want to help you come to Hawaii. That's what we do.
Yep. We love to share.
That's right. So for my beautiful wife, Yale, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.